Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. So I really appreciate you being with me. And I have one of my favorite guests, Stu Tomp, with me. And Stu has been educating us on CBD oil. Their company is the top in the world, I think, but at least top in the country. It's called CV Sciences. CV Sciences. And right now what you find in the stores is plus CBD oil. But there's different ones for different purposes. There's a gold, green, red, and paste and different other things with it. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. And things are changing in the industry, aren't they?
Wow. As fast or faster than about anything I have ever seen. And we are happy, very happy here at CV Sciences, that Donald Trump, President Trump, passed the Farm Bill with the support of the leadership and Mitch McConnell's great work down in Kentucky. And the passing of the Farm Bill is a giant step forward for true agricultural hemp products. However, Doc, the thing I wanted to bring up today with your audience is the misunderstanding between what a hemp product is and what a marijuana product is now that the DEA is out of the way. Now that hemp is an agricultural crop, now that hemp is lawful and legal in the United States of America, what comes next with the Food and Drug Administration? So I'm sure you've seen, Dr. Dan, not a lot of these hemp CBD companies have been prepared or have been talking about what's next after the Farm Bill. Have you noticed that?
No, I hadn't thought about it. I just knew, I really get most of my education on hemp from you. And so I knew that the Farm Bill passed, but I didn't know how it was affecting other people.
Well, it was really exciting because it looked like it's the opening of the whole market, which is true if you're a farmer. What do I mean by that? This is about growing agricultural hemp outside to replace tobacco, to be more profitable than soybean or corn, which we don't need more of in this country, and we're always subsidizing those crops anyway. So I think there's a little misunderstanding. CBD was not liberated from the Controlled Substance Act. No, CBD is an approved pharmaceutical drug for treatment-resistant epilepsy. What was liberated from the Controlled Substance Act is the actual hemp plant itself. Now, most people don't know this. Did you know that true fiber food hemp has only about 1% CBD naturally occurring in the plant and 99% plant material? Were you aware of that?
I think you and I went over that probably a few years ago. I think you educated me on that.
But it's forgotten. What I just said was interesting. The hemp protein that you first started eating years ago, what was Manitoba Harvest or Nutiva, all those years ago where you used hemp protein, hemp seed oil, most people don't know, Doc, our product plus CBD oil is made from a food fiber agricultural hemp plant. And now that the DEA is out of the way, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they will be looking for responsible companies like CV Sciences with a safe, effective, proven product like Plus CBD oil. So things are changing.
Okay.
CBD was not liberated. Hemp was liberated.
So if I have, 100 pounds of the hemp plant dried, I squeeze out only 1 pound of oil?
Oh, no. I was saying if you actually look at a dried hemp leaf and you test it, only 1% of its total makeup is CBD. The other 99% of that hemp plant would be the fatty acids and the sterols.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where in marijuana, they can get 30-40% CBD. And you don't sell that in a health food store. That's a botanical product. You sell that in a dispensary, and that's still controlled, and that's still federally illegal. Even if it has low THC, a pot plant is different than a fiber agricultural food farming operation, which happens with overalls and dirt, not with a greenhouse and clippers. Got it?
Okay. I got you. I'm big on farmers now.
No, we're really big on farmers because that's what this was about. This was about bringing an agricultural crop in, that never existed before, adding a new staple. So just like we talked about this being a big deal, the liberation of hemp, right? You've got the Constitution, you've got the pyramids, you've got the Great Wall of China. This addition of hemp as a building material alternative to plastic, as a medicine, as a fiber, as a way to make concrete without toxins, this is the biggest introduction economically to the world that we have had probably in our lifetimes, if not ever. Huh. Right? This is like the interweb. This is like the Gutenberg press. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows you shouldn't run around and buy some random CBD products. You don't know what they are. You don't know where they came from. You don't know if they're safe. You don't know if they're effective. And as soon as the FDA rules, and if you get online, you see the chatter, they're talking about it every day now. They're going to set three swim lanes, pharmaceutical, botanical, and agricultural. Our products, CB Sciences plus CBD oil products, are agricultural hemp made from certified agricultural hemp seeds.
Okay. Now, when it becomes agricultural, unless the farm is done in certain ways, as I understand, the hemp plant is really nature's a sponge for picking up all kinds of toxins out of the air and the ground and everything.
Well, I heard that true. It's true, but so is kale. You know, yes, you have to be very careful to your point that you're growing it in clean land. And so just because you're growing hemp or cannabis in your backyard and you think it's safe and you think it's organic, you might not know that for sure until you test the product to see if it's toxicologically safe for human consumption. So we want people on guard, buyer beware, look for plus CBD oil so you get it right. You have something that's lawful, something that's effective, something that's safe.
People don't realize how important it is that the plant is safe. Because too many people have come on the market. That's why a company that does $50 million a year in this and goes through all the testing, has the lab, has all the facility to really do it right and control things, is very important to the individual. And it should be because, as I said earlier, it is a sponge. It has to be grown right. It's wonderful in that regard, being a sponge, because you could have an oil spill and it can clean it up for you. The mushrooms can do the same thing, but it is fantastic. Now, Stu, there are CD Sciences, the plus CBD oils. I sometimes said it wrong. What are the colors? What do the colored labels mean versus how they function in the body?
Well, the first thing, Doctor, is you really didn't and have never gotten it wrong, because we're still learning which type of cannabinoid, which ratio is most appropriate for which condition. So in general, the high CBD, low THC hemp extracts support a healthy inflammatory response, a healthy stress response, and a healthy pain response. Now, individuality and personalization is the name of the game, which means you, the consumer, you need to find out if our red label product works best for you, if our green label product is perhaps better, or the gold that I always talk about, if the gold is appropriate. And the reason I say that, Doc, is gold is the most concentrated product that we have. It's for pain. It's for pain.
Oh.
It's for treatment-resistant conditions. And it might be too much. It might be too much right away. So our red product is for inflammation. The green product is for stress. The gold product is for pain. However, they all support a healthy stress response, inflammatory response, or pain response. If you have a backache, red label. You've got a stress, like he's giving you a headache, but you don't really have a headache. It's just a stress-creating situation, green. And if you have a horrible headache or you're in tremendous pain, then go for the gold.
Okay, that's good, because I was dealing with a little bit of back issue. And so I always start off the morning with one or two golds, and then I'll spray some of the green in my mouth sometimes. It's not like the taste of that peppermint oil. But anyway.
But did you notice how that it elevates your brain, that it seems to make your brain more effective?
Yes. That's why I used it this morning. I need every neuron firing the way it should.
Yes! Wait. You heard what Dr. Dan said? You need every neuron firing. our gold product plus CBD oil rescues neurons. If you don't want brain damage, you ever heard people that are brain dead?
Mm-hmm.
Those neurons die, they don't come back. Rescue neurons, make new connections, dump bad information, make better connections, upgrade your network, find some courage and some strength, and you'll be empowered with plus CBD oil.
And what it does, I believe, is excited toxins is one of the things that kill nerves, that overactivates them, like NutraSweet, aspartame. But it calms that. It buffers it so it can't destroy itself by being overactive. Stu, thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it, buddy, and I want to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Doctor.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. There's new genetic testing that really gives us a leap forward, and they can find out what drugs you can tolerate and what you can't. Some of you on blood pressure medicine, and there's certain blood pressure medicine you shouldn't be on, or it may be for something else, depression or whatever. This will give you that information, and Medicare pays for it, folks. Listen to that. Medicare pays for it, even the out-of-pocket deductible. That's all taken care of. So you call my friend Spencer Williams at 208-400-0808. 208-400-0808. Take advantage of this. This PGX test is fabulous. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910. MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now, and he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Something that most of us take for granted, but maybe we shouldn't, but there's a little controversy with it that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm going to explain that to you in just a second. And that's vitamin C. Now, the original form that I took when I was younger is ascorbic acid. But the liver will bind that to minerals and turn it into a buffered form. So you can buy buffered vitamin C at a good health food store, or you can take absorbate vitamin C. And the amount that people believe to keep the heart healthy is at least 4,000 milligrams a day, 4,000 to 6,000. And Linus Pauling, he used to take 13,000 milligrams a day. Now, they believe that after Linus Pauling did his research on vitamin C back in 1970, that it started catching on and people started taking vitamin C, probably not at the dosage he would have liked them to take. Because, as I said, Linus Pauling took 13,000 milligrams, and he derived that because all animals but about 10 or so produce vitamin C out of the liver, and those animals that do produce it live longer, much longer, twice as long in most cases than the animals that don't. And the guinea pig is one of the ones that don't, and we are another one. And when they give vitamin C at the proportion to the guinea pig's body weight, if it did produce vitamin C, it doubled the lifespan of it. Well, Linus Pauling, he lived to be 90, and they said his mind was just sharp as a tack right up to the last day. Brilliant individual. But they estimate, and this is why I'm telling you all this, that he saved over 250,000 people's lives a year just by making us educated on vitamin C. Vitamin C does a lot of different things, and vitamin C in moderate dosage is different than vitamin C in mega dosages. So try. Here's the thing I need to understand. Now, vitamin C is an antioxidant. I'm going to give you, if most of you understand free radicals and antioxidants by now, but you may not. And so free radicals, when the body is metabolizing food or a variety of different reasons, it could be something that you've taken or exposed to, starts producing free radicals. And free radicals are usually an oxygen singlet and a positive charge. And things like vitamin C, CoQ10, vitamin E, vitamin A, and different antioxidants, some minerals, will grab that and add another oxygen to it and turn it into O2. Or they'll just grab it and neutralize it and use it and make it part of the molecule, sort of like Velcro. Well, vitamin C helps with the collagen of the skin and the tendons, bones, teeth, skin, all these different things, blood vessels, the immune system, wide variety of things. And it supports the blood vessels by making the lining of the blood vessels smooth and help them rebuild that and keeping that smooth. And so when you don't have enough, plaque starts building up. So that's why they believe he has saved over 250,000 people's lives. Now, vitamin C infects the immune system. It doesn't stop you from getting a cold, but it shortens the duration of the cold. And it also helps the immune system kill bacteria, virus, parasites, other all kinds of pathogens. And again, it gives that collagen, that strength, and that tensile strength in the collagen instead of wrinkling up as we get older. It helps you utilize that. Helps regulate the uptake of iron. It does so many different important things. It even helps with neurotransmitters like noradrenaline. So your mood and energy is higher. Serotonin, so you sleep better. It helps in so many different ways. Here's the confusion, though. Another article that I was reading, and I've been aware of this, that though I've read many articles on all the benefits of vitamin C, and I have been taking 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams for quite a while now, it can stop the mitochondria from biogenesis, from creating more mitochondria and the energy of the mitochondria. Mitochondria, boy, that is the center of health. So when you stress, when you exercise, you create a state where the body says, I got to adapt. So it does a couple different things. It sends out its own internal antioxidants, which are SOD, catalase, glutathione, and it helps repair the cells of the mitochondria. But it also stimulates that stress to make more mitochondria. They believe when you take vitamin C, one group taking vitamin C and one group doesn't have as much endurance improvement from exercise. So which way do you go? Where do you go from that? Do you take vitamin C or you don't? I don't take vitamin C and some other antioxidants while I'm exercising. I'll wait quite a few hours later, but I'm not even sure if that's the right way to do it. There's a lot to be understood. So what do we do? We want more mitochondria in the worst way. That's the way to stay young. And the Fox Legacy products that I talk about are phenomenal at doing that. I've never seen anything work so well and so quickly at regenerating mitochondria. Now, am I taken away from it if I take vitamin C? Now, I've taken the Fox products, and I've seen an improvement in anaerobic endurance and, I think, in my regular endurance in both cases. Better on a treadmill, and my push-ups before I started taking the Fox products had plateaued at 60 on the first set. And then after 28 days into it, not gradually, but all of a sudden, I was doing 85. And then about two more months, I went was that 100 or 110? And that's all mitochondria. The more mitochondria you have, the more strength endurance you have, which is anaerobic endurance, and the more endurance you have. But mitochondria is most noticed in sprinters and strength and power. Like a football player would be more mitochondria. A long-distance player would also get a lot out of mitochondria, but it's a little bit different in the way to do it. Well, so if I'm an endurance athlete, do I want to take vitamin C or not? God, I want my tendons to be strong. I want my the fiber within the body. I want my ligaments. I want the muscles to repair. I want to handle all that free radicals that are that can overload and destroy the cells or cause premature aging and actually make you sick and repress the immune system. But the new research saying you take that that vitamin C when you're doing endurance, and the people that aren't get about four times more out of the endurance training than the people that are taking the vitamin C. So people like me that are trying to educate you and trying to educate myself as well, what do we do here? How do we balance that out? Especially if you're someone that's training. Now, for general anti-aging, do we take the vitamin C? You would think, yes, we should take the vitamin C because it does so many wonderful things. Just like I said in the beginning, Lytus Pauling, once he educated the people, they educate that because a lot of the population picked up on the importance of vitamin C, saves at least 250,000 people's lives a year here in the United States. That's phenomenal. That's a, wouldn't you like to be able to say, because of your research, you're saving 250,000 people a year, a quarter of a million people a year because of something that you you discovered or helped us understand on what it can do? I mean, it helps on cancer. It helps on bacteria, virus, and fungus. Yeah, at the same time, if you want to stay young and have energy and be youthful and your immune system strong, you also have to have the mitochondria. I think the secret is, let's say you take high levels of vitamin C. I prefer the sorbate form, the buffered form of vitamin C, in the evening. And you do your workout in the morning. And so the workout stimulates the mitochondria, stresses it. And so now the body repairs it and actually gets stronger than it was before. Just like we always say, you want to strain that muscle when you're doing curls or bench press or whatever, where you just can't do another rep, and you want the body to experience that strain, and then it tries to adapt to a stronger level. And it does after a little while, especially if you give the nutrients it needs to repair itself and give it some rest. Well, the same thing happens on a cellular level deep into the cell on the mitochondria, these little tiny cells within the cell. They respond to that, and they adapt so we have more strength and endurance. Well, I think you can get most of that adaptation in a few hours after you stimulate it. And it may take place over a number of hours. But if I take my vitamin C in the evening or late afternoon and I've worked out in the morning, I believe that should be enough time. Or does it need to be taken every other day? Or if I do endurance training one day, and would I wait the next day to take my vitamin C? Research needs to be done in this area. They need to test my theory here and see how do we get the best of both worlds. And that is what's confusing in this industry when you have two important things that you want people to be aware of. I want everyone to start taking the Fox products, and I'll talk more about that in the near future. They're coming up with some new formulas on that, and because those are just so phenomenal what it'll do for your health, really phenomenal. But at the same time, and I want you to take them primarily for the mitochondria, but it does a lot of things for the body. But mitochondria help your eyesight, your endurance, your heart, and make your heart more powerful and its beating potential. Just your overall feeling, everything in your body will work better, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. There's where the fountain of youth is. But at the same time, I want you to get the benefits of vitamin C. So you can see how I have to balance these things and try to figure out what is best for you. And that's my theory for right now. Folks, we'll be right back. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Wouldn't you like to know if you have a family tendency for certain cancers? They now can tell you simply with a swab and this lab test by this fabulous lab that really specializes in genetics. If you call my friend Spencer Williams, 208-400-0808, it's not only important for you, but for your kids and grandkids. Gives them the information they need to be able to know where they need to focus their attention. And they also follow with a drug test telling you what drugs you can tolerate and not tolerate. Call 208-400-0808. Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their Oregano P73, their Juice Oregano, I'm using that 2 or 3 times a day. Their Black Seed Oil, I'm using right now, their Black Seed Plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high-quality products. They're sometimes a little costlier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spice. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate you being with us. And there's a lot that I like to cover in these shows, but one of my favorite subjects, probably because I've gotten older, but I've been studying this aspect, is anti-aging since 1980, when the Life Extension book was first written by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. It became a very fascinating subject to me. And they were throwing out some strong promises. And these promises keep coming. I'm seeing things that I'm really excited about that I've experimented with, like the increase in mitochondria that I talked about that Fox products have. Amazing what it can do for endurance and strength and getting everything functioning better in the body. And then has effects that you wouldn't expect on the neurological diseases and neurological problems. You just go, wow. Mitochondria really turned that around, and skin problems, which I would not associate with mitochondria. But here's something I just read about. There's a new drug that they're doing experiments right now. It's with laboratory animals, and they gave this drug. It inhibits. It's called IASP, small s. I don't. That's the acronym. It inhibits the signaling pathway. It increased muscle mass in laboratory mice by 19% in 1 week. That's unbelievable. 19%. Significant improvement in strength and all the way through, strength, bone density. And so it looks like it's a tremendous breakthrough for the elderly to regain and maintain muscle mass, and it may be. But here's the negative side of it. Unless you're anemic, it increases the amount of red blood cells, which a little bit of that might be okay. Too much of that, and you might have blood clots. So you'd have to have your red blood cells drain some, maybe every week while you're taking this drug, while you're regaining it. And that may be the solution to it. I don't know. Or they may be able to figure out how to get one without the other. But it doesn't look like it has any negative side effects except for too many red blood cells. And that can be a serious situation if you have sticky platelets or just having too many, can cause a serious problem like a stroke. So if they can handle that, if they can get rid of that, and the elderly all of a sudden have the strength that they did when they were young or more, and they have the bone density, what a breakthrough. That's amazing, but getting the good without the bad is always the trick when it comes to medicine. I see much, much easier to do in the natural world. In fact, most all the cases that you don't see any of the negatives in the natural world that you do in the pharmaceutical world, because they usually isolate something, and when they isolate something, then they overwhelm the body. and it becomes like a sledgehammer instead of just a little tap when all the body needed was a little tap here and there. And the natural approach usually has a lot of different nutrients within a plant, and sometimes it's a mixture of different plants. It may have 100 different things that benefit the body and work synergistically in the body, where when you're taking something as an isolate, that may be the most powerful thing in the array that's found in the plant, but it really needs to be taken with all the other stuff, and that's one of the major differences between the natural world and the pharmaceutical world. The reason you don't see that in the pharmaceutical world is they're allowed to patent things that you don't find in nature. So you can isolate something from a plant, but and that it doesn't occur in nature, you can patent that, and then you can charge, you know, sometimes thousands of dollars for that medicine if it's really phenomenal. But usually if it comes from a plant, you may find the very same thing, but with other things that support it. But they can't make any money off that. They need the patent. They need the isolate. And so that's one of the major differences, where the holistic approach that is found in people that apply herbs and supplements and stuff, so much healthier. I describe it like this. If you have a piano, 88 keys, you want to play all those 88 keys. If you have a pharmaceutical, you may just be pounding on one or two keys. And there's where the problem comes. Yeah, it will awaken that receptor site, and it will cause some change. But without the other keys being played, without the other receptor sites being tweaked, it causes an imbalance and causes the body to really sometimes spin out of control. Here's another thing that happens. I've been talking about the CGX test and the PGX test, the cancer test that I have my friend Spencer Williams, you hear him on the commercial, that is helping people get this done without any out-of-pocket costs. Well, if you have any history in your family with cancer, and if you're 65 and older, it shouldn't be any cost to you. And it will – now, there's some cancers it doesn't cover. It doesn't cover lung cancer. They won't. That's considered environmental, leukemia and lymphoma and skin cancer. But all the other cancers, you can get it done through Medicare. So it's really interesting what they're doing there. They'll give you the chromosome test. They'll swab the inside of your mouth, and they'll send you the swabs. There's a special way you do it. You wash your mouth out 30 minutes after you've eaten, and then you swab one side for 30 seconds, then the other side with another swab for 30 seconds, and you put them in a little deal and send it back. And they look at your chromosomes. Well, not only do they look at the chromosomes that will affect cancer, they look at the chromosomes to see how you metabolize different drugs. And there's four different ways people metabolize drugs. The first two mean you don't metabolize that drug well enough for it to get out of the body. It builds up and doesn't benefit you the way it's supposed to. The second way is perfect. Your body utilizes it, metabolizes it, and detoxes it. The fourth way, it's so fast that it never does anything in the body. One person benefits, another person doesn't. So this is really important to know, and that's the PGX test. So they throw that in with the cancer test. And not just because you may take chemo someday or someone in your lineage may take it, but so you will personally know what drugs, if you ever take drugs. I prefer the natural approach, but I take some thyroid, and there's been times I've had no choice but to take the sledgehammer approach to deal with something, so I may take some drugs. Well, wouldn't it be good to know which drugs work with you and which don't, and which ones could be toxic, since the side effects from drugs taken the way they're meant to is the fourth largest killer? The PGX test does that. They've come a long ways, and I didn't know they could do that right now with chromosomes, with genetic study, but they can. So the ability to look at our genetics and see what we need, I think, is pretty phenomenal. Now, there is a company that I almost started doing something on the show with that uses genetics to try to tell you what vitamins that you should take and what you need the most of. And I think the theory is really good. And I think it we'll see more of that in the future. But what I didn't like, I looked at one of the guys that they recommended, and they could see that he had some chromosomes that were weak for the heart. And the PGX-CGX test that I've been talking about has nothing to do with the company I'm talking about now. And I looked at the CoQ10, and they're using a Bicanol, the O-N-E form, not the Bicanol, and yet they're charging like $130 for their vitamins. And I'm going, why are you using the cheapest form of CoQ10? Using the better form of CoQ10 that's sometimes as much as eight times more usable would make so much more sense. There's never an advantage to using the O-N-E form versus the N-O-L, a Bicanol versus a Bicanol. So you got to be careful. Some people will use genetics as a marketing tool to try to get you to pay a lot of money for vitamins that would probably normally retail for $30 and charge you $130 for it. So that's another thing. I would like to add the sponsorship, but it didn't fit with my philosophy and what I the way I understand things, and I'm here to protect you. Now, back to anti-aging. There's a number of theories on anti-aging. One of the first one was on free radicals and the need for antioxidants, believing that that was a primary reason we age. And it does have a big effect on us. They know that resveratrol extends life, and part of it has to do with the way it works as an antioxidant. But it also tightens up the DNA, and it works that way. But it also picks up the free radical of iron, hydroxyl free radical, which is the most dangerous of all free radicals. And then the second most dangerous is a copper form of free radicals, and green tea picks that up. And green tea is phenomenal on Alzheimer's and dementia. It really helps clean up the brain, helps the immune system of the brain clean it up and untangle the neurons is what I've read. And so you don't need a ton of green tea, but you need some green tea, and I try to drink some every day, some green tea. I like the green tea. I don't like the regular old tea that much, but I like the green tea. So that's one thing. Omega-3 oils, like what Nordic Natural is the best, that's the third thing they identified that really extends life. That if people that have high levels of omega-3 in their diet live much longer with a lot less health problems than people don't. The other thing that always has to be considered is minerals. People that have high levels of good, strong minerals, like in Pakistan, the Hunzas live at 10,000 feet and they drink glacier water. Their cousins, same genetics, live at 5,600 feet, and they only live about half as long because they don't drink the glacier water that's real high in minerals. And that same glacier water they feed their plants with. And so the plants, the chicken eggs, the goats, everything has that high levels of minerals and are much, much healthier, than the people live lower. So minerals have a significant effect. Magnesium is one that 80% of the population is deficient on. And the first thing I think of when I think of magnesium deficiency, not only muscle cramps and things like that, but high blood pressure. Very, very important for your health. Now, the second theory on anti-aging that I came across, and Dirk Pearson, Sandy Shaw was talking about that back in 1980, was stimulating the pituitary gland to release HGH. And that now you can take HGH, and that increases IGF-1. And when the HGH levels are higher, the body can more able to regenerate itself. But now with these Fox products, I'm really thinking the basis of all this should start with the mitochondria. And that's where you really have a tremendous effect. Now, you have to have things like omega-3 oils. We have way, way too much omega-6 in our diet. We're supposed to have like a 2-to-1, 4-to-1 omega-6, omega-3. We have 30 to 50 times more omega-6, omega-3. So you have to increase it. So Nordic Naturals is just a basis to your health. I take 2 to 3 of their Ultimate every day and been doing that for quite a while. Or their cod liver is really good. But there's also specialty ones for children and things of that sort. Folks, I want to thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it.
Those in the know North America Urban Spies. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their Regno P73, their Juice of Regno, I'm using that 2 or 3 times a day. Their Black Seed Oil, I'm using right now, their Black Seed Plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high-quality products. They're sometimes a little costlier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spies. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spies.
Wouldn't you like to know if you have a family tendency for certain cancers? They now can tell you simply with a swab and this lab test by this fabulous lab that really specializes in genetics. If you call my friend Spencer Williams, 208-400-0808, it's not only important for you, but for your kids and grandkids. Gives them the information they need to be able to know where they need to focus their attention. And they also follow with a drug test telling you what drugs you can tolerate and not tolerate. Call 208-400-0808. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Now, you can also listen to this online, these shows, if you're just coming in catching the end of it. This show and a number of other shows that I've done are now being podcast on iHeart. So if you go to iHeart.com and go to their podcast area and put in Dan's Health Talks, and I didn't put apostrophe between the Dan's because some people may be looking for that show in the address bar, and so it's easier to just go Dan's Health Talks, and you'll find the shows, and you can really get a lot out of these, I believe. I have some great guests. Now, I want to mention something that a lot of you may already know. It was a few years back, it was interesting that they realized that heart disease has a strong relationship to bad gums and tooth decay. The reason is because that's a direct line into the blood vessels, and from there it can create an infection within the heart, and the body will start responding. One of the ways it starts responding is it lays down plaque on when the blood vessels are being attacked, and then too much plaque becomes can break off and create a stroke, or it can clog up the artery. So that's one of the ways it's really destructive to the heart, and that's also why some people could be really healthy, and then a few months later, so-and-so had a heart attack? I thought they just ran a marathon a few months ago. Well, that can come from another reasons. They can deplete their body of minerals now. I've heard that athletes don't live as long, and the theory is that they don't live as long because they spend so much time sweating and they're not replacing all the minerals they're losing, which causes all kinds of havoc in the body. So that's important. But here's the other thing about gum disease. There's now a direct relationship between gum disease and Alzheimer's and maybe dementia, because it gets the bacteria and different kinds of pathogens gets directly into the brain. Now, the brain barrier is pretty good at blocking these things, but not always. And when it gets in there and creates inflammation in the brain and breaks down neurons causes the immune system within the brain, and the brain has its own unique immune system separate from the body, be overloaded, it can't detoxify the brain. It has to clean the brain up. And does this almost every night. That's why I talk about that PMF mat and that Alzheimer's light that David High has, because that stimulates the brain to clean that up. But something I've been experimenting with, and I've done this, but not at the doses as normally recommended, and that's Brenda Schwartz's Mega Cleanse and Mega Cleanse Extra and her Total Body Cleanse, or not Total Body Cleanse, her Total Digestion and a Theracolon Cleanse. Well, it starts off like two twice a day, and then or two and one you take with lunch and the supper. The mega cleanse, take two mega cleanse to extra cleanses, which the extra cleanses work mainly on the liver and the colon. The total cleanse, body cleanse, works on all the systems, the lymph system, the kidneys, the liver as well, and the colon, of course, and other cleansing, and even the skin. So people, she has case studies of people that have had Ancient Orange and suffered since for many years have used her system to clean that out. That's amazing. And they've had a lot of people lose a lot of weight with this. Because if your liver's not functional level, right, if it's overloaded, it can't process things. And you try and try and you can't lose that weight. But you get that liver healthy and you get the body and the cells detox, their metabolism can go up. Very, very important. So I'm working with that myself right now, and I really find it very effective. Right at first, you may have some toxins coming out, so you may not feel quite as good. One thing I do recommend, but don't take it when you take your vitamins, but take some fiber with that, so the body can connect those toxins to that fiber and cleanse it all out. You'll feel better if you do. And there's good fibers out there, a lot of triple fiber. Brenda has the Body Dynamics Company, I think, has probably the best cleanses out there. She's really put a lot into those and tried to keep the prices reasonable. But I was taking like one here and some of the Theracolon Cleanse and stuff, trying to save money. But I finally realized I might be better off just really hitting it hard and really cleansing the body deeply and then maybe lightening it up later on. And so that's what I'm doing right now. And I really like the way I feel. My energy level, it took a couple days, two or three days. Now, I don't recommend taking the Mega Cleanse too late in the day. Probably lunch and maybe mid-afternoon, 4 o'clock maybe, or 11 in the morning, or even in the morning and mid-afternoon. The reason is if your body's cleansing itself while you're sleeping, it may interfere with your sleep some. And I found that to be true, and that's an old understanding in India, that if your liver turns over usually at 3 in the morning, you may have liver trouble. Well, we're deliberately getting it to cleanse itself. So I don't want you to wake up at 3 in the morning because you're taking a cleanse, because that sleep is very, very important, or because it's cleansing your kidneys and you have to run to the bathroom. So I'd rather you get most of that done before you go to bed. And so taking it in the morning and early afternoon, very, very good things to do. And you're going to like yourself a lot better. You're going to feel so much better. You don't realize the toxins building up your system is draining your energy and making it hard to lose that weight. You're going, wow, I used to be able to lose weight when I was younger, and I can't lose it now. What's going on? Well, a lot of it has to do with the toxins in your body. And the liver works hand-in-hand with the pancreas and, even the gallbladder and stuff, and digesting, helping create bile and everything. But it works hand-in-hand with the pancreas, and it has to be there for the blood sugars to get balanced. Now, of course, the Fox products that I've been talking about does a phenomenal job on that, really phenomenal. And we'll be talking a lot more about that in the near future. Thank you, folks, for listening. I really appreciate you being with me today. And don't forget to tell your friends and family about the show. And look for the podcast up on iHeart.